Listen, I'll start off by just really addressing, DJ's situation so that we all understand where the decision came from. We got in yesterday afternoon. We started talking about it. We had a couple of injuries yesterday in practice. We had to get down to 75 players. As a coach, you're always looking at it from an optimistic standpoint. But after discussing it, we didn't feel like he was going to be ready. We feel like it's still – he's still a couple of weeks away from actually being ready to be out there practicing and playing football. He's going to need some time to get into football condition, football shape. And because we needed the roster spots for this game, we went ahead and decided to make that move. He'll miss the first five games of the week, first five games of the season, excuse me. And he'll be out for 6 weeks. And then at that point, he can return to practice. And could potentially return to play depending on where he's at physically. So that was the decision. That was the thought process that went into making that decision. And that's the reason why we made that decision today as opposed to waiting and making that decision on Saturday.
How optimistic are you that Hayden will be 100% after the 6 weeks, five games?
Yeah, well, I'm optimistic because I think he's gotten a lot closer. Again, I watched him work out today. He looks a lot better, and you can see him running around and moving around. He's able to do some planting and some cutting, but it's a big difference between being over with the trainers and being able to do that and actually going out and playing football. So that's why we made the decision. I'm optimistic that he'll be ready. I think he will. I think he's close. He's probably a couple of weeks away from really being able to participate in any type of football activity. And that being the case, we felt like it was the right move to hold him out.
When you first told us about this beginning of camp, you described it as a 1 to 2 month injury. Typically, it's going to be about four before you can practice.
Yeah, well, I think what you look at is you don't know exactly how guys are going to respond to different injuries. He's working extremely hard to get himself back out there. He's just not ready yet. And I think we all, were hopeful that he would be ready. But based on where he's at right now, he's not ready to play football.
What is he allowed to do the next couple of months?
6 weeks.
Continue the rehab process. He won't be able to participate in practice. But he'll continue the rehab process, and we'll be able to really amp up, over the next 3 or 4 weeks, we'll really be able to amp up his conditioning level and amp up some of the football-type moves that he'll have to do, when he's able to come back.
You mentioned a couple of guys were hurt in practice yesterday. Who was injured?
Greg Jenkins and Larry Asante.
Okay.
Considering the amount of time he's missed, how quickly, when he starts practicing, how quickly is it something where he can come back?
I think we'll have to determine that. He's missed a lot of time, but if he's staying into it mentally, which he has been, my hope is that he'll be able to come back quick. I wish I had that crystal ball and I could tell you exactly where he's going to be at physically and mentally when we hit that 6 week point. But I don't know the answer to that. My hope is that he'll be 100%, and hopefully the mental part will come back real quick.
What's his mood like?
He's disappointed, as any competitor is. He wants to play. He wants to be out there. He doesn't want to miss any more time. But that's a decision that we got to make as a football team, as an organization, and that's – that was a decision that we made, what we thought was best for this football team.